Sean Fisher was 13 years old, a strapping young man, strong and athletic. He played football.
Took him to practice on his birthday, routine warm-up, many collapses, and from there it's a battle every day.
6 years later, the pain is still fresh for James and Sheila Fisher from Waldwick. Their son showed no signs of a serious heart condition, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Now it's their devotion, helping other young people.
And just recently, there was a kid in Pascack Valley. He collapsed. Luckily enough, there was a defibrillator around. He's one of the lucky ones. He survived.
Roughly one out of every 100 people has a congenital heart defect. Since the Fishers started funding free screening for high school freshmen in Waldwick and Paramus, over 4 years, 14 students and one parent have been diagnosed with a serious heart problem.
Young girl last year, they caught her on the table. She's now wearing a heart monitor. One participant had a history of premature death. One had found to have Turner syndrome. Three participants, bicuspid aortic valve.
These things are treatable and in some cases curable. In the ideal world, I'd screen everybody, every year, all the kids. How we do it as part of an education program.
Overseeing the screening is Dr. Robert Tozzi, Chief of Pediatric Cardiology at Hackensack University Medical Center.
I would like to get even more sophisticated echocardiography equipment. We use now cardioscan imaging.
The Fishers continue to raise funds. They would like to expand.
You have to think not only about Sean, but the other kids in Bergen County.
In Waldwick, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.